from KQED.
Finally today, people of a certain age may remember fondly the Jetsons, that space-age cartoon family that live with robots in their SkyPad apartment. Well, move over, Jetsons, and your dog Astro, too. You ain't seen nothing yet. Reporter Susan Vallett has this story about a group of college students designing the next smart home.
19 college teams from around the world shipped into Irvine and assembled models of the high-tech houses they designed. They're competing this month in a federal competition known as the Solar Decathlon. This is the first year the contest has been held outside of Washington, D.C.
If you guys want to just peek through there, you can see the bathroom and the bedroom.
The Stanford team's entry features reclaimed wood throughout. Hiding inside the ceiling are panels made from a wax-like substance that helps absorb daytime heat in order to keep the house cooler on warm days. 21-year-old Derek O'Yang is the project manager.
We have custom light switches that actually have glowing feedback on how much energy you're using. We have hands-free sinks that let you be more hygienic and water efficient. And we even have moving art pieces that take data from your photovoltaic production and show that to you in an abstract way.
He gestures toward a geometric wooden sculpture hanging on one of the walls.
These individual fins can expand and contract. And when it's really contracted, it means that you've produced a lot of energy up top.
O'Yang says the team wanted to go beyond energy efficiency.
You can have as smart a home as you want and can do all these amazing things for you. But if the people living in that house still remain ignorant about the way they use energy, they're still wasteful, then we're not really solving the ultimate problem.
Visitor Jacqueline Rudge was impressed.
I'm flabbergasted about the genius and the things that are going on in my lifetime. That is so cool.
Wait, don't turn off the lights. We can't see what we're doing.
Leave the lights on.
Has anybody seen an extra audio? All right,
turn the lights
guys.
Back on.
Movie night got off to a rocky start with the students from Caltech and the Southern California Institute of Architecture as they struggled to get their entertainment system set up. The teams rate each other on how well they host events and factor the score in their overall marks. This 600-square-foot house is comprised of two modules that split open in the middle by moving on rails. As team member Aaron Ryan explains, the house relies on robotics and is named Dale for Dynamic Augmented Living Environment.
Dale senses temperature and humidity and light. It takes in predictive weather data, and it makes suggestions to the user through a touchscreen panel and an iPad application about how the user might either open or close the house instead of turning on the air conditioner.
Ryan says people are pretty pumped when they walk through Dale.
People kind of tag in on one idea that they see and they go, oh, wow, I could do that at my house or, you know, this kind of thing. And that's the kind of thing that Dale produces that makes people smile, really. They realize that they could take a part of Dale away with them and do that where they are.
And Dale doesn't talk, right?
Dale doesn't have a voice. We are the voice of Dale.
Because that would be a little freaky.
Yeah, right. No, this isn't Hal. This is Dale.
The decathlon wraps up this weekend when the teams learn which of these futuristic homes takes first place. There's no prize money, just bragging rights until the next solar decathlon 2 years from now. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett in Irvine.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Dina Thorson. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We have additional engineering from Danny Bringer, Howard Gelman, and Rob Spate. The online team includes Olivia Hubert Allen, David Weir, Lisa Pickoff White, and Chad McClymans. Our interns are Jenny Simone and Nicholas Arce. Our team for the Hunger in the Valley of Plenty series includes Victoria Malione, Scott Enger, and Marcy Lopez. The California Report's editorial team includes Polly Stryker, Ingrid Becker, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.